Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Jessica Yoder of the Mid Prairie School District to talk about the Math Olympiad program at Mid Prairie Middle School. Can you tell me a little bit about the Math Olympiad program and how it ties into Mid Prairie?
Sure. Yeah, the Math Olympiad program is an international program, and it consists of five monthly contests. And so here at Mid Prairie, what we do is we have about 35 middle school students that participated, and we would meet weekly in groups to practice problem solving, practice problems, share strategies, and then each month we would host here at the school a 30-minute test. And each test has five problems, and they would complete those problems. And then we send scores in, and they get compared to schools all across the nation, and like 30 other countries, I think, are involved. So the kids are able to kind of see how they stack up. And then at the end, we're able to recognize their accomplishments.
Then how impactful do you think it is for your students to be able to kind of get a gauge from students all across the country like that?
I think it's really great for them to be able to recognize their own strengths, but also realize that there's always room for growing. And one thing that we really liked about the way we set up our program is the emphasis on continual growth, that a lot of the kids that are in the program do have great strengths in math, but they really enjoy having this challenge and seeing problems that they might not have necessarily seen before. And so it's continuously pushing them, and they really, really enjoy that, and being able to share strategies with each other is pretty fun for them.
And then from an educator's perspective, how does this program kind of shift how you would teach a student and kind of how to hit those strong areas?
Mm-hmm. Well, the neat thing is they do have to use a lot of those like basic skills that they've been learning throughout elementary school and middle school. But it goes a little bit beyond just the exercises and knowing this is exactly the step that you have to do for this. It kind of goes beyond that because the problems are a little bit more complex, where there's not necessarily one exact way to solve that problem. And so they're having to use a little bit of what they know about basic math skills, but also having to think creatively to find ways to solve that. So it's using a little bit of that higher order thinking.
Now, reflecting on the school year, what were some of the highlights that you were able to take away?
Just the excitement of the kids. I really enjoyed meeting with them and kind of seeing their excitement, especially when we would go over the results for each of the contests. They really enjoyed being able to see that and talk about those. And then we did a little recognition awards night for them, and they really enjoyed that. And the program was able to send us information about, like, the students that finished in the top 50%, including participants from all over, not just here. And then also we had a student finish in the top 2%, which was pretty exciting, Jacob Flynn, and recognizing some of our students that were our highest scorers on our team and the second highest scorers.
Well, that's awesome. Have you gotten a chance to speak with any of the parents involved with this and get their thoughts and how they're thinking about this?
A little bit, yeah. Hear a lot more from the kids, but the parents also really appreciate this opportunity to kind of stretch their kids, give them something to challenge them, and to kind of push them in a safe environment. We talk a lot about dealing with mistakes and that, you know, those mistakes aren't a bad thing. So I think the parents do appreciate that, and giving them something to work for and celebrate what they're doing well and also finding areas to grow.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Jessica Yoder of the Mid Prairie School District. You could find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brian Shanahan with KCII News.